Hello, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. It's the first one of the season. How very exciting. There's some tans here, some of which I imagine may have been from Newcastle potentially, but we'll talk about that later. With me, I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Jimmy Carr, I've got Tom Murphy, and I've got Neil Atkinson. Now, you have been voting on X for the categories that you would like us to talk about within each of the different topics. Everyone here has got a wild card that they can play at any point that they wish to. There's no new rules this season. It remains the same. Sometimes I'll be very strict. Sometimes I'll be lax. We'll see how I'm feeling today. If you don't want to talk about what has won in the public vote, you can use a wildcard at any point and talk about something else. But we'll start first of all with Liverpool FC, and your options were the fullbacks, the shape, or Isak. I was quite surprised by this. It's the fullbacks everyone wanted to talk about. Neil, I'm going to start with you just because I want to talk a bit more about something that we chatted about on the pink, which is my concerns about Frimpong. I'd said that he looks like a sausage dog, which sounded like I was just trying to be silly. But by which I meant he just seems to fall over a hell of a lot when the ball comes to him. He's very haphazard. And then when you couple that with an erratic Kirkez, I don't feel like I have very much confidence.
I understand why people don't feel like they've got a ton of confidence. I'm a little warmer on Frimpong than other people. I thought he had the hardest job in show business on Sunday because I don't think it was straightforward with Rio in front. And I think ultimately Newcastle's best players, I would argue, were the left back and the left midfielder in Hall and Barnes. So you've got Newcastle sort of pulling that side, the strength moving that side. And he was left, as I say, with just a really young footballer who is out of position. You know, both of those things were true at once. And it's not to say that, you know, Rio Ingamoa can't play in a league game for Liverpool this season, but I wouldn't be rushing to pick him in that many away games. And I wouldn't be rushing to pick him right-hand side. So Frimpong's behind this and he's trying to make it work in a few different ways. And I thought it was noticeable. It might well be game state in that Newcastle were ahead and even closer to the end of the game. So they were pushing less as it wore on. But I actually thought Frimpong finished the game quite strongly and was able to contribute going both ways a little bit better than he had been as soon as Munoz comes on. And I thought that that side just made a teeny little bit more sense. I think in general, Liverpool are still, and this is the sentence that none of us really properly wanted to say last season, but maybe we can be grown up to get closer to it this season. I just think we're still really missing Trent. And I think Frimpong is a very different player to Trent. But I think that Trent Alexander-Arnold right now would be a huge positive for this team. And I think as part of this, you can go up and down the country, and with one or two exceptions, people are a bit grumpy about the right-backs. Even weirdly, Arsenal aren't that fond of Ben White anymore. They feel as though Ben White's not doing enough for them and can be improved upon. So I think it's become a little bit of a difficult position, a bit of a problem position for a number of sides. I would like there to be a universe where Frimpong, for instance, was just able to be have his games picked for him and maybe say to him, well, Newcastle away is not really for you. There was a rumoured team before and that had Araujo at right back and it doesn't sort of go that way. But I'd quite like to be able to say to him, Newcastle away isn't for you, and then go from there.